KNOM Profiles.
You probably already heard it on the news, but NovaGold has signed an agreement to transfer the Rock Creek property to the Bering Straits Native Corporation. I'm Lorelei Kinnean. I got a chance to talk with President and CEO of BSNC, Gail Schubert, just yesterday about the agreement. Pretty big news that came through my email this morning that there will be a transfer of Rock Creek Mine from NovaGold over to BSNC. Can you talk about when this was, when BSNC made this final decision?
Well, the board has been considering Rock Creek for a while. And initially, when we did our first analysis of the takeover of the Rock Creek Mine, it didn't seem to make much economic sense to us to do that. But then we went back with the consultants and looked at it again and subsequently began negotiating with NovaGold for the transfer of the Rock Creek Mine to Bering Straits Native Corporation. And those assets would include, for example, the mine itself, the mill, the patented claims that NovaGold has in the Rock Creek area. So what we're hoping to do is to look at bringing the mine back into production on a much smaller scale. And so we signed a purchase and sale agreement with NovaGold, and that agreement is subject to a number of conditions, the first of which is the successful completion of the Phase 1 reclamation planned by NovaGold. And it's my understanding that that has gone on really well, and so it's well underway and has been successful. And then there are a couple of other things that we are looking at, but it's anticipated that this transfer will occur sometime prior to November 30th of 2012. So it's not exactly a done deal yet, but we do have the terms negotiated and signed off on, and it's just subject to some other conditions being met.
All right. Now, Gail, you first said that, you know, the board at first really wasn't interested in a transfer like this. Can you talk about in what part of the analysis and the information the board received, the information BSNC received about Rock Creek Mine, what are some of the specifics that helped to change the mind on this whole matter?
Well, on a more global scale, we're actually looking at the purchase of Alaska Gold Company. And as you know, the Rock Creek Mine is one of the assets of the Alaska Gold Company. And so the Alaska Gold Company also owns other properties and sites in the Nome area. For example, it owns the Big Hurrah claim, and it also owns Satellite Field and a number of smaller parcels and properties here in Nome. And if we were to bring that mine back into production, we would look closely at also developing the Big Hurrah mine site, because the ore grade is higher and better at Big Hurrah than it is at the mine site itself. And so when the Big Hurrah asset came into play, that's when we were able to look at the mine operations itself again and agreed to reopen that discussion and move forward with potentially purchasing Alaska Gold Company itself. We're in negotiations with NovaGold with regard to that whole transaction, and we have not signed any agreements or anything like that. The only agreement that we signed is the PSA, or purchase and sale agreement, with regard to the Rock Creek Mine.
All right. Now, Gail, BSNC is not a mining company. I would imagine that you would need to form partnerships. I guess, how do you see it becoming a successful venture in developing Rock Creek Mine and getting that going again on a smaller scale? How do you see that?
Well, one of the first things that we did was we hired a mining expert to help us, and we hired Harry Noah, who is the former commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. And Harry has experience with a group, a very small group of other miners in reopening a closed mine. And that mine was located in the Doyon region, and they reopened it very successfully and processed the ore and then reclaimed the site. And so this whole effort is really under Harry's guidance and leadership. And you're right, we will have to partner with someone to move forward because we do not have the mining experience in-house. And so we have just started the process of reaching out to mining companies that might have an interest in looking at the Rock Creek and Big Hurrah sites and seeing whether it makes sense for us to move forward and make the Rock Creek mine operational.
And with that, going back to the phase one reclamation plan, and it sounds like that's going to be complete in about 6 months, according to the press release and according to NovaGold. I guess, was there any concern from the board as to kind of buying into liability? Because there were some issues with permits and such. Was there any, I guess, caution is in regard to liability in this whole transfer?
There was concern about that, and that was one of the conditions that we had with NovaGold. And so NovaGold actually settled any sort of water and other issues that it had with the EPA. And so that happened, I think, about 4 to 6 weeks ago that that agency issued a letter to NovaGold settling those water issues.
Of course, BSNC, you make your decisions in accordance to, you know, what's best for your shareholders. Talk about that. How will this benefit shareholders of BSNC?
Well, as you know, economic development opportunities are few and far between in rural Alaska. And given the fact that this mine site has already been developed, that NovaGold put several hundred million dollars into developing this site, we just really felt that it was a good opportunity and kind of our responsibility to look closely at it to see whether it could be made operational and create jobs in region. We don't know how many jobs that will entail. It will be done at a much smaller scale than what NovaGold had. So we're working forward basically because, you know, we want to be able to provide some jobs and other opportunities to our shareholders and descendants and other folks that live in region.
And my final question, I need to ask this, and I understand if you can't fully disclose this information, but do you have a dollar amount? Was there a figure associated with the transfer?
I'll be ready to discuss that more fully when we complete the negotiations on the purchase of Alaska Gold Company.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Gail. Thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to touch on that perhaps we didn't quite get to?
No, I think that covers it. And thanks, Lorelai. I appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks. Enjoy the sunshine.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bering Straits Native Corporation President and CEO Gail Schubert talking about the transfer of Rock Creek Mine from NovaGold to the Bering Straits Native Corporation. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.